L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
Okay, so this one might have some layers here. I am intrigued. Jessica, she wants to call herself, and she's on the voice disguiser, and she's getting pregnant by a stranger. That we know. But now she's starting to see some red flags, okay? Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Burt. I love you guys. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you. This one's going to be strange, I think. Okay, so if the headline is I'm getting pregnant by a stranger, what's the origin story?
Well, the origin story is I am getting up there in age, so I decided I'm going to have a baby by a stranger. I saw this guy, we met on a dating app, and he has the physical features that I would want my child to have. I mean, he's tall, he's 6'4", 6'5". Sorry, Bert.
That's okay.
I'm tall.
You guys don't need to apologize for me for being short.
My God.
You know what? Organize a 5K for me. That's all I need.
Mo's only 6'3". You want to apologize to him?
Actually, yeah. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm also tall. I'm 5'8", 5'9" on a good day.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Bert.
She doubled down.
He's athletic. I'm athletic. He's very intelligent. I consider myself very intelligent. And so, yeah, I see a D1 scholar baby in my future.
Okay.
Here, so
you could have actually you could have continued to apologize to me. You're smart. Sorry, Bert.
Athletic.
I'm athletic. Sorry, Bert. All right. So you see this guy and physically he's everything that you would want in a future baby who is going to grow up to be a man or woman.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. But I do not want to be with him at all.
And what can you explain why you don't want to be with him?
I just noticed some things about him that I've dealt with in a previous relationship that I'm just not trying to deal with at this point in my life.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I could just tell he's just going to be a headache as far as being in a relationship, but give me the baby.
Okay, give me that baby. So I'm really interested on the words you used for the approach for this guy.
Yeah.
So we were in the middle of playing piano one night, and he was being, well, I won't put it all on him. We were both being pretty reckless, if you know what I mean. And so I said to him, hey, I'm not on any form of birth control or anything like that, just so you know. And he was like, okay. And then the next time I just brought it up, hey, I want to try and have a baby. And he was like, why do you want to have a baby by me? And I was like, why not? What's wrong with you?
You said, you said because you're everything Bert's not. Continue on.
And he basically said there's nothing wrong with him. And then I proceeded to go over his house that night and we start playing piano again. And this is what was... And I know you guys probably think it's weird that I want to have a baby by a stranger, but to my close-knit friends, this is something I've been talking about for years. So for them, it's like nothing. But to hear it from him, it's like, man, why is he so chill about this? Like, something is up. Something is up. So I'm laying in bed after we're finishing playing with piano, and I'm about to get a little graphic here. I'm laying in bed with my legs in the air, making sure the stuff goes where it's supposed to go for like an hour. And what I'm doing is, we're just casually talking to each other, and I'm still thinking to myself, man, he's just too chill about this. What is going on? So I don't know. I just think there's, I don't know. He used to serve he's a retired Navy. He served for like 16 years. And then there's a story behind that. He was forced into retirement because of his I don't want to put his medical condition out there, but he has a medical condition that would force him into retirement. And then I was like, well, why didn't they just like put you on desk duty or something? Why did you have to retire? And then the way he lives, he doesn't live like how someone who served in the military lives. Now, I know the economy is all over the place right now, but he lives in like a townhome apartment duplex. Nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's not the best, and it's not in the best neighborhood. And when I first went over there, he didn't have like any furniture or he didn't have any appliances or anything like that. It was almost like he just moved there, and it wasn't in the best condition. But he also has a lot of pets, so I'm thinking maybe that's why he lives here. But like, why don't you own a house, my guy? Like, what's going on here? Like, his stories aren't. They make sense, but they're not. Okay. And then he got divorced. He got married when he was really young and divorced when he was really young. And, you know, you ask the question, well, what happened? And he said she just left for no reason. And I'm like, oh, my God. They never just leave for no reason. So what happened? What did you do? And he said, nothing. I just came home one day and all of her stuff was gone. And I'm like, yeah, no.
Okay. All right. Hold on. We got questions.
Yeah, Jessica. But why does any of this matter if you're just using him as a sperm donor?
Well, you also have to remember here because, yeah, you're looking at it physically, what you can see on the outside, but DNA is DNA. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in there that you don't know you're getting.
Like the medical condition.
Right. Or mental health.
But you wouldn't know any of this if your goal is to have a baby with a stranger.
Right.
That's kind of the point.
That's why sperm banks exist, and they do that in-depth research for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it might be too late because you already took the gunk.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
No. Not yet. But you're right. Why do I want to know all of this? Because I'm nosy. That's why.
Okay, but I mean, at the very base of this thing, it was all about physicality. At least my baby will come out probably looking like this dude or a version of this dude. So physically, you know what you get. But there's, like I said before, there's a whole bunch of other things you're going to be getting that you have no idea about. If you're willing to take that risk with a baby, then go for it.
Yeah, I guess I just really want to make sure he's not married because, like I said, he used to serve in the Navy, and so he's been all over the world.
So what's your question for us?
My question is, will you guys do a background check on him?
Oh, that's what we're getting to. Okay. I don't know where we were going with this.
I didn't either. I feel like this should have come before the ship has sailed.
But all right.
I don't want you guys to send him the War of the Roses thing. I don't care about that. I just want to make sure that I'm not having a baby with a married guy.
Okay, this makes sense now. Okay, let me go ahead and put you on hold. I'll have you talk to Tommy. We can reach out to our folks, and we can do that for you. Sure. Now I understand where we're going with this.
Yeah. Smart prior to putting your legs in the air.
Yeah.
Before the legs, Kristen.
Might be a little out of order
in the process.
All right. Jessica, hold on 1 second, but she's not the only one that's done this. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so this does not sound like a crazy scenario to you.
No, not necessarily. My baby will be 2 next month. I met his dad on a dating app. I also have a soon-to-be 7-year-old, but I wanted him to have a sibling. I did not have the funds for a sperm bank, and I did not want to just go, like, complete stranger. Like, you know, I didn't want to go to a bar or anything and complete stranger. So I actually met his dad on, like, Plenty of Fish.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, we talked for a while, and he didn't have any children. And I was like, well, I want another one. And we had our baby. We are friends to this day. We're fine. We're co-parent well, and we're not together.
So you literally said to him before you met him, like, I just want to have your baby based on our dialogue and what he looked like?
No, I met him kind of like on a, I just want to have fun. I'm bored. I had just separated from my ex-husband. He had just got out of an engagement. So it was just kind of like we were just chilling. We were just having fun. And eventually after chilling for a while, I was like, hey, I have this idea. This is what I wanted to do. And he said, I have no kids. This is what I want to do. And we had a baby.
And the two of you guys have an arrangement, and he is helping out with baby. He's a present father.
We lost her.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, no.
We need answers.
She's not a present caller.
Weird, man. I mean, it works for them. Works for them.
Yeah.
Oh, here.
The Burt Show.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.